Ocean Drive with Shamie McManus.
Ocean FM.
Ocean Drive's Films on Thursdays with Eclipse Cinemas Bundoran, flying high to bring you the best films in Ireland. EclipseCinemas.com.
Collie, it's a very good afternoon to you. Very welcome. We're running a bit late, are we? Are we running a bit late?
Well, you know, we're either late, early, running over. You know, it's never time. I was just funny. I was just thinking to myself.
You were thinking.
You know, I've been online for 20 minutes. Suddenly went, God, I've no idea what I'm about to say.
Really?
I've been sitting there for 20 minutes watching you do the traffic on Zoom and going, well, yeah, no, I haven't a clue.
I haven't a clue. I tell you, you got the big one this week. Big movie, Dune.
Yes. We definitely got the big movie. And everyone in work keeps on mocking me because being from Dublin, I say Dune. And they go, what? And they go, Dune. It's a sand dune. It's a dune. But anyway, so this is a very famous story. There'll be people going, I think, wasn't that out ages ago? Sting was walking around in his underpants and so on.
That's
yes,
the one.
There was a version of this made before. There's also been a TV spin-off. But it's really been one of the famous unfilmable books. It was a huge, big sci-fi book in 1956. And famously, the author, Frank Herbert, felt like suing George Lucas and everybody else because everyone ripped off his ideas. Star Wars, Aliens. Well, let's say borrowed. Some of those people are still alive and might have their lawyers. borrowed quite a lot of ideas. But it was always considered a bit like Lord of the Rings because it's such an epic story, but also inspired so many. So briefly, and it's very hard to be brief this, it's quite Game of Thrones as well. There's lots of these family houses, all these powerful lords and dukes who each have their own planet. And the most expensive thing in the whole of the galaxy is called spice. It's a drug used by the local nomadic tribes, but also it's the fuel for intergalactic travel. Look, it was obviously inspired by oil. You know, that there was oil in remote places and suddenly the rest of the world was interested. But this doesn't do it justice. I think we've got a clip, Shamie, that might give you a bit of the flavour of the scale of this movie.
This is an extermination. They're picking my family off one by one.
Let's fight like demons.
An animal caught in a trap will gnaw off its own leg to escape. What will you do?
I think I'm liking the music. I'm liking the music. I'm hearing Pink Floyd all over this.
Yeah, and look, the soundtrack is something else. And it sounds really arty to go, the soundtrack blew me away. I came out of this, it's over 2.5 hours long. And all I could think, and this happened to me at the first Lord of the Rings movie as well, all I could think is, where's the rest of it? Because it's only Dune part one. They've done less than half the book. And I went, I'm up for there for another 2 hours. No problem, I would have sat there. It is overwhelming. And I know I can already feel you laughing when I say it left me speechless. And you're going, that Sham has never
been. I don't believe that.
in his life. But just the words for it, without sounding all arty farty, it's such an epic tale. It's made by the guy who made Blade Runner 49, but also 2049, but particularly Arrival. So it's that sort of clever sci-fi. People will be going, I saw flying ships and giant worms. I wouldn't be into this. It's the same with, say, Game of Thrones, where people went, isn't that just dragons and boobs? And you go, yes, but.
You can't say that on the radio.
And betray. You can say dragons on the radio, Shamie, I'm sure of it. Don't think of it as sci-fi. Just think of it as such a clever, intriguing, political thriller with the most amazing scapes, and it's set all on obviously a planet of sand dunes.
Sand dunes, yeah.
They sway and wave like the ocean. I have never seen anything like this, Shamie. It just overwhelmed me. I don't know. You know, you watch the movie and you're going, how would you do this? How, even with effects these days, how would you get an army of people to do this? There's so many brilliant actors in it. Timothée Chalamet, I can't say his name properly. We've got Oscar Isaacs. We've got Brolin. Oh, Rebecca Hall, so many good actors in such small roles because they just want to be part of this. It is cinema on the grandest of biggest scales. It's definitely going to do well in the Oscars. It's going to win all the effects awards, no doubt about it. But I think script, screenplay, you have to see this on the biggest screen you possibly can. It's brilliant. I'm glad to say, or am I, that it's already sold out tonight in Bundoran.
You're sold out tonight, yeah. Okay.
Sold out already. And like, there has been some hype about it, but not in the way like Bond and so on. It's amazing. And for everyone going, yeah, but I don't like sci-fi. If you like cinema, you will like this movie. Okay. It is epic and amazing. And
I'm with you. I'm with you. I think
you. 2.5 hours.
I think you liked it.
It felt like 25 minutes.
I think you liked it. You liked it.
Did you get that opinion? I liked it quite a lot.
I think you liked it. I think you liked it a lot. Right. Okay.
Will I go on to the...
Yeah. Can we do something funny and for the kids? Yeah,
well,
after all,
yes,
that's
you can
sci-fi.
Do something for the kids. Okay, Shamey, here's the bit of my boss, Daniel. Let's hope he's not listening to this bit. So the first boss baby, I didn't get it at all, Shamey. I didn't get it. Alec Baldwin's a baby, but he acts like a grown-up. The jokes are about, you know, pensions and stuff. And I was just going, who would like this? Who's it for? It made quadrillions of dollars, Shamey. People loved it.
And it sold lots of suits. Yeah.
Yeah. And I saw the trailer for the second one and went, still don't get it. But as I was doing this, small children were going, ah, Boss Baby 2! Mum, can we go? So it will make millions of dollars. I didn't watch it because you know what?
What?
It's not for me. Not everything has to be for me, yeah. Even though sometimes I think it should be. Kids love it. I don't get it. That's probably the way it should be. I'm an old fella. They love it, and it's going to be such a big hit. It's playing all over midterm, and people are going to absolutely adore it. It was such a big hit, and already the trailer has done so well. Even putting the poster up, I was there the day they were putting the poster up. The couple of kids pointed at it and went, Mum, can we go? So it's going to be a great hit. I don't get it.
When does that open? No, when is it opening?
It opens tomorrow.
It opens tomorrow.
And it's going to be around. Forever.
For ages because, and ages.
Yeah.
They'll
be like
back
Peter
to
Rabbit
it.
Again.
Yeah, they'll go back to it. They'll repeat. This
yes,
is, yeah, that's what they
yeah.
do. Now, we were chatting last week. You're showing The Exorcist, which is the 1973 one, and you have about 20 or 30 seconds to tell me why.
Okay. Well, so
Halloween.
Last night, I wanted to see something. I didn't want to be too scared, so I avoided Man United's defending, went to see The Exorcist instead. Do you know what I'm saying about Dune?
What?
That it's a filmmaker at the top of his game. Now, some of the effects are a bit dated, but in 1973, William Friedkin was at the top of his game. He's probably the best director in the world. Had just made The French Connection. It's still amazing. It's still spellbinding. It's still great. And a bit, you know, freaky. Some of the stuff is still shocking. I loved it. It's Halloween. It hadn't been shown in Bundoran, to the best of our knowledge, before last night. And it was great to see it on the big screen. It's shown Friday and Saturday, and then it'll be gone. Well, probably till next Halloween.
Okay, look, great to talk to you as always. Great recommendation on Dune, and we'll definitely be going to see that. And I'm loving Boss Baby. I think that's going to be the movie of the week.
Yeah, you go see Boss Baby. I'm going to go see Dune again. Okay. All 2 hours, 35 minutes of it.
That's all we got. That's the movies with Carly.
Ocean FM.
Ocean Drive's Films on Thursdays with Eclipse Cinemas Bundoran. Your launchpad to Hollywood and beyond. EclipseCinemas.com.